Well, good morning. Again, it's Father Eli here at St. Joe's and Our Lady of Fatima. This is Tuesday morning. I haven't celebrated Mass yet, so I'm just getting an early start here to just check in with all of you. Just wanted to ask, how did the weekend go? How did it go for you all as your families celebrated the weekend Sabbath at home? What was that like for you? What did you try to do? Did it go how you were hoping it would go? What were the things that you were able to do? So that's just a question that I'm curious how it went for you. Maybe you could let me know if you see me or by an email or whatever. Just wondering how it went for you. So today I wanted to spend a little time just discussing how we might build up the domestic church. So that's the church of the home, basically. The family is the domestic church. And so certainly during these days we can work on that. That might be something that you have done a lot of work on already in the past, things that you've developed, patterns of how you pray, how you live together, how you express your faith together as a family. But here's just some ideas you might consider. You know, praying together is so important. So I hope you're finding ways to do that. Maybe it's praying the rosary together. Maybe it's doing the daily readings together. Maybe it's praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet or offering some prayer intentions before you do these prayers. These are all just simple ways we can pray together. Of course, praying before meals is a good thing. You might even add some prayers after meals, especially maybe pick the noon meal or the evening meal to offer some extra prayers afterwards. These might be just simple things. Of course, it's going to depend on the age of your children, where people are at, what their capacity is, and so forth. But you might try developing those patterns of prayer in your family. Another thing is just to work on just living together well. How do we live together well? How do you spend your time together? Having that quality time is important. Eating meals together. I know a lot of families don't have time to do that these days a lot of times. Maybe striving to do that during these days would be something that you could work on. It's not always easy to start new patterns, but this is certainly a time when you might work on that or just do these meals together as a way to kind of foster this time. So those are some things you can work on as a domestic church. I wanted to mention another thing. Maybe you've heard of the Divine Office. That's the prayer of the church. It's a public prayer of the church that all priests and religious are required to pray. So there's morning prayer, there's mid-morning prayer, midday prayer, mid-afternoon prayer, there's evening prayer, there's night prayer, and there's something called the Office of Readings. So these seven times of prayer are an opportunity for the church to pray together. And so I pray this every day with the Breviary, which is a book. There's a set of four volumes in the English translation. There's four volumes, and you pray these prayers over the course of the day. You might try out this type of prayer with your family. The Breviary, it's kind of expensive to get the books, and it's a little bit complicated to flip around in it. You certainly can feel free to do that, but there's another couple versions that you might try that are a little bit easier because it's all laid out for you. One is called iBreviary. That's an electronic version. You can download it onto your phone or onto your iPad or even onto your computer. You can use it that way. Basically, you can pick the prayers that you want to do. You can do the daytime prayer or you can do the night prayer. I would suggest maybe just doing a few of them, one or more. Morning and evening prayer are kind of the two big ones, and then a real simple one is night prayer at the end of the day, so you might try one of those. So there's iBreviary, there's another one called Divine Office that can be used. There's a lot of other ones out there, but those two are the same translation. So if you're praying with somebody who's using the book, they'd be the same translation, so I would recommend those two. So those are a way to enter into the prayer of the church. This is another way of public worship. So when we talk about the public worship of the church, there's really two forms. It's the Mass and then the Divine Office. And so the Divine Office is actually sung in the monasteries and religious houses and so forth. So I don't sing it when I'm by myself, but sometimes it's nice to get together with some other priests or some other people and sing the Divine Office so you can chant it and so forth. But when you're doing it just together as a family, you might just recite it. I would say recommend starting that is just reciting it, reading it together, praying it, and you can get more fancy as you go along. There's other sort of things that are out there. There's like the shorter office. There's if you get Magnificat, there's sort of a morning and evening prayer in there as well, kind of an abbreviated version. So that might be a way to start if you have that or another publication that does something like that. Just a little commercial, the Magnificat is offering right now a free subscription to their online version. So if you have an electronic way of using that, you might look into that and get a free subscription to the Magnificat, which has the daily readings, some reflections, these morning and evening prayers that are abbreviated. So you might look into that if you're looking for another resource. Just another idea. Finally, I just want to mention, of course, I think I mentioned this before, but adoration is an extension of the Mass. We've always seen it that way. So going to adoration is another way sort of to keep in touch with our Lord, keep in touch with the public worship of the Church. And as you may or may not know, here in Crosby at the chapel, we've extended the adoration times. Now we're going to be starting yesterday. We're moving into a time where we're going 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There'll be adoration happening in the chapel. So if you're able to get in to the chapel, that'd be great. It's a good time to go. Of course, we're trying to avoid getting too many people in there at once, but you might think of a time when you can go and just stop in as a family or as a couple of members of your family to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. So in case you don't know, the code on the door to get in, it's a side door. It's not the main entrance. If the main entrance is locked, you can go around to the side door, and the code is 12-54. So you punch those into the number panel, and the door should open. So think about visiting the Blessed Sacrament sometime during the week, maybe multiple times in the week. It kind of depends on where you're at and what your family can do. So those are some things that you can try to do to keep up your domestic church, building that foundation. Right now is certainly a beautiful time to work on that together as a family and to strive for that. So one other announcement, I continue to do confessions here at the school. The old school, which is the parish office now, and we're just doing regular times right now. So, for instance, Tuesday today, it'll be at 11:30 a.m. And typically, I've just done like 20 minutes or so. Kind of depends on if there's more people. If there's a lot of people, I'll continue to hear confessions. But Tuesday at 11:30. Then Wednesday through Friday, it's at 7:30, so it's earlier. That's usually to accommodate those who are coming to Mass or maybe going to work. And then Saturday at 3:15. So those are our regular times. Certainly if there's another time that you would like, you can get in touch with me and we can set up an appointment. So hope you're doing well. Hope you're hanging in there. And that you're able to continue as a family growing during this time and using this time to really focus on our Lord and one another. So God bless you. And may Mary watch over you, and St. Joseph pray for you. So, St. Joseph, Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.